For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. Solemnly and sadly, Article 1 is adopted. I myself want to say, I have a spring in my step.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, everyone. I am on my way to the United States House floor to impeach President Trump.
In January, we stood up, we raised our hands, we swore that we'd uphold the Constitution. And a few mere hours after that, Congresswoman Tlaib said she was going to impeach the mother effer.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother effer.
Those are not my words.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
They're embarrassed by the impeachment, and our poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment.
Any other questions on any of anybody want to talk about Mexico Free Trade Agreement? Anybody care about that? Jobs, the American people?
Anyone? Anyone? Bueller.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Well, I don't know. When I look at those FBI reports, we got to clean up a lot. What they've done to hurt people, what they've done to hurt with Comey and these horrible people. I think one of the best things I did as president, firing James Comey's ass out of there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Merry impeachments. Wasn't that something? The Washington Post, these pajama boys and girls, they tweet out a picture of themselves. And not only are they working for Dr. Evil at the Washington Post, where democracy dies in darkness, or is it duplicity? They also are CNN contributors. And they tweet out this picture of themselves. They've got a big smiles on their face. I think they got booze in front of them, at least champagne. And they got the biggest bleep eating grins on their faces. And then it's Merry Impeachments.
That's how the Republicans should have been celebrating.
They would never in a million years say Merry Christmas. But they would be drummed out of the very fake news corps if they ever said Merry Christmas. But they say Merry Impeachments, and then they get busted instantaneously when it goes out on Twitter, and the woman who sends it out, who by the way is not guilty, even though she's a moonbat, says, it had nothing to do with celebrating this tragic day in our nation's history, this somber, solemn moment. We were just thinking we're going to take a break from making up false news stories about the President of the United States and making excuses for the dirty cops in the FBI and their Russian sources and their Hillary Clinton paymasters. They lie. They lie like dogs, and I mean nothing against my beloved Gunnar and your pet. Oh, this is, I don't know. You know, everybody's saying, well, this is good. This is good for Trump and all this stuff, but it is still really disturbing and exasperating. I mean, this is so third world, what's going on here now. You know, earlier in the week it came out that you remember Musharraf? He was the president / dictator of Pakistan, and he was forced out, I think, more than 10 years ago, and now he lives in Dubai or somewhere in the Gulf, one of the Gulf states, and they just sentenced him to death 11 years after he left the country. And I, you know, you think you see something like that and you say, boy, glad I don't live in a country like that. Yeah. But I mean, we're heading down that road. We're heading Pakistan country. This is not good. What's going on with these people? And now, again, we've been saying this for a long time, and it applies now almost 100% of the time. Whatever the Democrats say, it's actually the opposite of what they want or are going to do. And whatever they accuse you of doing or Trump of doing or anybody, it's what they're doing themselves. So today, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, says that she's not going to send over the quote-unquote articles of impeachment until she can be sure that there's going to be a fair trial in the Senate. Which, of course, means she's not going to send it over until she can be sure that they've got the lynch mob all ginned up and they got a nice strong rope.
How dare you!
And they've got a nice hot kettle of tar and, multiple pillows full of feathers. And they got the railroad spike all ready to put Trump on, you know, to run him out of town. Although I think they would prefer to go the Musharraf route. As if the Pakistanis are ever going to get Musharraf. They're not going to get Trump either, by the way. But it's still a pain, isn't it? Yeah. You know?
He's going to win by a landslide.
It's just he will. Yeah, so one of the VIPs says he'll win by a landslide. I think, you know, every time this goes another step forward, they seem to dip more in the polls. And I saw today on the in the Globe, I just looked at the headline online. They said, They were shocked, like Chuck Todd yesterday, you know, talking about, this is such a somber, solemn, prayerful day. Why is everybody just rolling their eyes? And the Globe had to say, they claim they sent a man out to do a man in the street interview, and nobody cared. I mean, I think even Democrats realize this is a big scam. You know, they don't, we need to get the evidence of the crimes. Wait a second. You've been investigating for 3 years. 3 years. Actually, you know what? If you go back and it becomes clearer and clearer as you keep, you know, digging into the IG's report and you know, you read the appendixes and the footnotes and all that. This was going on more than three. This was going on since probably March of 2016, maybe even further back than that, maybe even back to 2015, once he passed Jeb Bush in the Republican polls. They started trying to figure out a way to frame him. But this has been going on all these years, and they've come up with zero, zip, nada, the goose egg. And so now they just, we've got to have some more witnesses. Wait a second, you didn't have any, the grand jury didn't have any witnesses, so you passed an indictment, and now you're just going to start the trial and just hope you can come up with a crime. I mean, this is it. This is what this amounts to. I know it's not a legal courtroom, but it is a political courtroom. Yes. Yes, Grace.
The funniest thing about the Boston Globe man on the street interview was when they were explaining why not as many people were interested as they were in other impeachments. And they said, well, in other impeachments, there was usually a smoking gun. In the case of this, the smoking gun has been so obvious from the very beginning. Everything's been out in the open. I was like pulling my hair out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there was a crime, okay? There was a Nixon, whatever you want to say about Nixon, you know, people say, well, he got railroaded. He was trying to raise money for burglars. Right? Yeah. I mean, maybe he didn't know about the burglary, but he was trying to raise money for the burglars. In Clinton's case, it was crystal clear. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? Did you ever do that, intern? Hell no. That's called perjury. And then their defense was, nobody's put in prison for lying under oath in a civil case. And I still remember the Wall Street Journal story. That's kind of true. That's no one's ever put into prison except for the 113 people who are now in prison for lying in civil cases. But there's no crime here. How many more ways can he be investigated? His civil rights have been violated. The civil rights of, he calls Carter Page or George Papadopoulos a coffee boy. They tried to put his coffee boy in prison, and the coffee boy was a CIA asset who had been a source in a real Russian espionage case, and the CIA, as corrupt as it was, told the FBI that, and they changed the documents and presented false affidavits to a FISA court. They framed George Papadopoulos. They framed Michael Flynn. And not that they cared about those guys. They were after Donald Trump. And now they're continuing this nonsense. 844-500-4242. There's a good one from 860. Dems are still trying to win the 2016 election. Yeah. Trump is trying to win the 2020 election. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's more important. 844-500-4242. This is a... No, am I hitting a laugh button or is that a live audience? How dare you?
How dare you?
Here's the deal. I come back from Florida and we have VIPs every day because I'm only back here 1 week every month. So for the next few months, next 3 or 4 months, I'm going to have a VIP audience every time I'm back here in Massachusetts. Maybe not tomorrow because it's almost Christmas, but I'll have 4 or 5 days a week every week I'm back. So I'm very, very happy to be here, and I have a live audience, and we're going to have a great time. Matt the Vet is coming in. Everybody loves Matt the Vet. He has a real way, and I'll tell you, I'm gonna tell him how happy Gooner is that I'm home, because when I come home, I gave Gooner some of those ribs from Tommy Floramo's last night. He didn't care that it was 0 degrees. I threw him out onto the screened-in porch where there's no, there's just concrete. And he didn't care that it was 10 degrees. He wasn't clawing at the door to get back in. He just wanted to eat those ribs. They were great. Tommy Floramo's was great yesterday. And we've got another great treat for the VIPs today. 844-500-4242. Where is the ACLU trying to defend Trump's civil rights, says Sarge. Sarge, I guess you didn't pay much attention to the story today. You know what? The ACLU has got other fish to fry. They want to make sure that every men's room has tampons in it. Because gender is an evolving paradigm. And men might need tampons. That's the AC. I'm not making this up. This is a true story. I wish I were making it up. I don't have that good of an imagination. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I was thinking 4242. I wish it were 42 degrees, but maybe someday. Anyway, all year long we do cheap bastard deals, half price deals for all kinds of stuff, and we're not going to have one tomorrow, so this is the last cheap bastard deal of the year.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
And, you know, we've got a few of some of the earlier deals we've had, like the, we've got a few cryos left and maybe a couple of Michael's Delis and here and there, but Taylor's going to send out an e-blast tomorrow, I think, with all the, what's left of our cheap bastard deals. But I'll tell you that there won't be any left from this one I'm about to announce, because it's, I'm announcing, this is one of our most popular cheap bastard deals. And joining us is Jerry Manning from Captain Parker's Pub in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, overlooking the Parker River. And this is a great deal. It's even if you're not coming down to the Cape, you can save these for next summer.
Absolutely.
These are $25 gift cards to Captain Parker's Pub for just $12.50. And we have a huge audience on WXTK, obviously, and the people that live down on the Cape all year round.
That's our home station.
That's right. They're available right now, and these things go really, really fast. Like if Jerry Manning sticks around for another segment when we do the poll question and start taking calls, they'll probably be all gone. As a matter of fact, probably about 20-30% of them are gone right now. So these are $25 gift cards for $12.50. Perfect cards. I think we'll get them out tomorrow morning. We'll probably get them out tomorrow morning. So there's a good chance you could have them just as something for Christmas still.
It'd be great stocking stuffers.
Right. Yes, great stocking stuffers. Oh, you spent $25 on me? Yes. Yes, that's what you say. You say yes. So Captain Parker's Pub, it's in West Yarmouth. We always talk about this. What do you got?
Well, it's a real congenial Cape Cod pub with plenty of local color. And if you do get one of the cheap bastard deals, you don't have to wait till summertime to come down, because the Cape in winter is just spectacular. There's no traffic. The beaches are beautiful. Just put on a ski parker and walk the beach and enjoy the restaurants and the hotels that are open. And there's a lot of entertainment down there.
Yeah. And I think you summed it up, though. No traffic. I mean, that's the best thing of all. I mean, it really is beautiful in the winter. I mean, it's kind of bleak, but still, it's still very nice looking.
As long as the sun is shining, it's a veritable winter wonderland down there.
A veritable winter wonderland. Speaking like the Chamber of Commerce, you've been down there a long time, Jerry, and you got plenty of room down there. It's a big place.
Well, it's a mid-sized restaurant, but 4th of July weekend is pretty busy. But this time of year, it's nice. We have lovely gas fireplaces and very warm atmosphere, and you can look out on the Parker's River, and you really feel like you're on the Cape.
And we really appreciate you bringing in all the clam chowder for the VIPs. They're going to enjoy that. And
some of them are from Maine, Howie, and the Maine folks have a different view of chowder. So I'm gonna try to win them over today.
Well, everybody clap, because I want that cynic. I want that cynic who thinks that I have a laugh track going in here to know different. But you know who really loves your clam chowder is Grace's little sister.
Oh,
Alex,
really?
Yes.
Well, I brought some extra up today, so I told Grace to take a couple home.
That's good. No, she appreciates that.
She's a clam chowder expert.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, and yours is the only kind that she really gives the A+ two thumbs up to.
Well, she has good taste, I'll tell you.
Well, Jerry Manning from Captain Parker's Pub in West Yarmouth, thanks for bringing these in. And again, get on the line quickly, because they're going to go super fast. $25 gift certificates for half price, $12.50. HowieCarShow.com/store. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The president was just speaking in the Oval Office. It's on tape, but they're running it now, so we're going to take a little bit of it. And again, this was a few moments ago, but he's talking about impeachment and the Michigan rally last night.
You know, the other thing that I really saw from yesterday, that I think you people have been covering politics for a long time, you've never seen a Republican Party. Zero negative votes. Zero. That hasn't happened almost ever. Because the Republicans are not necessarily known for that. We have better policy. They want open borders, the Democrats. They want sanctuary cities. A lot of bad things happen, a lot of other things they have. We're doing tremendously on health care. The individual mandate, we won yesterday in Supreme Court. You saw that in the appellate division. We won yesterday. Individual mandate is now gone. That's tremendous savings. That was the worst part of Obamacare. We take care of pre-existing conditions. They're not going to be able to do that. We're doing things that nobody's ever done before, and our country has never done better. So we're really happy about it. And we're really happy to have Jeff on board. And we think in 2020, based on the polls, I just saw a poll came out in USA Today yesterday where I'm beating every candidate by a lot.
He's talking about Jeff Andrew, the New Jersey Democrat who just switched parties.
But they had a poll, and it was me against their top candidates on the other side. And I'm beating everybody by a lot. And I think that's where we're going. I mean, we have the best economy in history. And if you remember the famous quote, it's all about the economy, stupid. Well, I never believed it was all about the economy. But the economy is a big thing. When you have 401ks where people are up 70, 80, 90, and even more than that percent, they like Trump and they like Mike. And we're going to have a good time. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't think he's in the mood to take too many. Well, maybe he is.
A little bit about your strategy for the Senate trial.
We think that what they did is wrong. We think that what they did is unconstitutional. And the Senate is very, very capable. We have great senators, Republican senators. We cut your taxes. We cut your regulations. We did things that nobody else would even think about being able to do. And I think, you know, one of the things, Jeff, that we've done that nobody wants to talk about, this week I will have signed the 172nd federal judge, including appellate judges.
Yes. Yes.
We'll have 182 by the end of the year. 182. It's unheard of. Now, President Obama was very nice to us. He gave us 142 empty positions. That's never happened before. But as you know, that's said
Barry.
To be the most important thing that a president has. I happen to think military and defense and all of is the most important thing. But this is right up there. We'll have 172 judges. We're going to have 182 by the end of the year or shortly thereafter. And it's the most incredible thing. And two Supreme Court justices, two great ones. So with all of the things we've done, and we've done that with the Senate, because what's never said is that in the last election, we picked up two Senate seats. Nobody talks about that. And we couldn't focus on the House. I couldn't focus on the House. We'll be very focused on the House this time. But I couldn't, other than Andy Barr, who won against the same candidate that's now going against Mitch, and she wasn't very good against Andy Barr, and she won't be very good against Mitch McConnell. But we've had tremendous success, so I'm going to let them decide what to do. That's going to be up to them. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. How does he take it? How does he deal with it? He's just watching him. He's just watching him leave.
I think so. Yeah, he's doing a great job, Pat.
So, yeah.
Yes.
He's going to be your main lawyer in the Senate.
It looks like that. Yeah, Pat Cipollone. We have a couple of others that we're going to put in, but Pat's been fantastic as White House counsel. Thank you, everybody.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Come on, move him out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. All right. That's what they say at Captain Parker's at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., right? 8-4. That's what they say at Foley's anyway in the South End. All right. We're sold out, by the way. We told you to move fast on those Captain Parker's, but this may have set an all-time record, Jerry.
Oh, that's great news.
Listen, if you want to get, Alex Curley's favorite chowder and all of our favorite chowder, Captain Parker's Pub Chowder, it's probably at your favorite supermarket. I know it's at my favorite supermarket chain. And some of the people here, some of the VIPs, they shop at Market Basket as well, but it's another chain,
sure,
too.
You can find it in supermarkets throughout New England.
Yeah.
And if you don't see it, ask for it.
All
the
right.
Manager will get it for you.
All right. Captain Parker's Pub, and thank you, Jerry, for this. And this is a great, you've made a lot of people happy for Christmas with this cheap bastard deal.
Well,
it's a great
you,
one.
Howie.
And come back, and again, get to the store. There's a few other cheap bastard deals left here and there. There's not much left of anything, but you can still pick up a good bargain if you go to howiecarshow.com and click on store.
And you can also pick up, this is the last day of the weekend. I'm pretty sure we can get you the Deplorables t-shirt today too. And the, what really happened, or any of our 1999 book specials, but you got to order the sooner the better. And tomorrow we won't be, you know, we still got the supplies, but we won't be able to guarantee delivery before Christmas. So go to these are all 1999, the Deplorables t-shirt and the What Really Happened book and all the other specials. 844-500. Yeah, good deals, good deals. Orion Metals Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the impeachment ever reach the Senate?
No, I don't think so.
49% say no.
Really? 51% think the Democrats will come to their senses?
If my calculations are correct, yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they're thinking it through. I think that'll change as the day goes on. 844-500-4242. Jerry Manning, one of the texters, says another benefit of the cape in the winter, no Kennedys driving under the influence. Someone else says laugh track getting annoying, Howie. I can't help it if they like our stuff. That's all. That's the way it is. 844-500-4242. Doreen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doreen. Doreen?
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to all the hearings and all the evidence that they had, and I think the Republicans did a great job during the hearings defending Trump.
It helps that they didn't have any evidence. You know what I mean? That made it a lot easier.
Yeah. There's one thing, though, I think that they missed that I noticed right off the bat was I heard a lot of the Democrats during the hearings talk about Trump was in it for himself, and he didn't care about the Ukrainians, and you know, he never mentioned corruption. But I read the transcript.
Right.
The transcript, he specifically says at the very end of that line, where he says, well, he talks about what country's been through a lot, and you have bad people around you, which is, I think, another way of saying you have corrupt people around you.
Right.
And at the very end of that whole line of the CrowdStrike and Biden's son, he says, it all sounds horrible to me.
Right.
Now, when he says it sounds horrible to me, that is corruption.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear any of the Republicans come back and tell and say to the Democrats, what do you mean? He's talking about corruption.
I know the Democrats, it's hard to preach to people who don't want to hear, and they don't care. And again, they also don't care about the fact that you're right. They kept saying he's in it for himself, and he didn't give them their, he wasn't going to give them their aid. He gave them the lethal aid, as they call it, the military assistance. Obama didn't do it for 8 years. 8 years he was giving them C rations and blankets. I mean, that's all he gave them, and he didn't even deliver them to Ukraine. He made them send up truck convoys to Poland to pick them up and drive them back. I mean, how ridiculous is this? If he had stopped the military aid, he would have just been continuing the policies of their hero Obama. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Doreen. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Howie, and I'm enjoying the soundtrack today. So,
thank you.
Sounds great.
Sounds
great, everybody. Hey, I just wanted to mention one thing. The Democrats seem to be rolling out. I heard James Stewart from the New York Times about a week ago, and then Michael Lewis was on, the author. They're rolling out something I call deep state deniers.
Yes.
And they keep saying there's no deep state, and I'll just say, make one point or one observation. Every big organization, Catholic Church, big companies, they all have sort of deep states, but the deep state protects the individual that's running the place. This is the first time the deep state's tried to overthrow somebody, and they
right.
keep trying to convince us that they don't have a deep state. I mean, it's crazy when you just hear these people, but they're going to be rolling it out more and more.
Yeah.
Saying
and you know, the thing is, too, I mean, all these people, you know, think of all the people you see on TV on the left-wing channels every night. I mean, they've all committed perjury, and in some cases, they even have criminal referral. Like, McCabe has a criminal referral against them, the crooked FBI guy whose wife was on Hillary's payroll, you know, secondhand. You have Clapper committed perjury, no question about it. Brennan committed perjury, no doubt about it. Comey said 240 times he didn't remember anything. I mean, he made someone was, one of the VIPs was talking about Bulger's appearance in 2003, you know. To the best of my recollection, I cannot recall. He probably, Comey did it five times as many times as Bulger did, and he didn't even do it in as entertaining a fashion. He just gets this bleep-eaten grin on his face and says, I don't remember. And it kept going on even now after the IG's report comes out. Now his new excuse is to Chris Wallace, that was seven levels below me. Seven levels below. BS. He was the one who set up President-elect Trump at that meeting at Trump Tower. You know, he told him about the P tape, and then that was the pretext to leak the fake dossier from Hillary Clinton. It's such a weasel, a giant weasel. They don't let if you're a certain height, you can't get into the Navy because you can't get on submarines. I think they got tall jail cells though in the Bureau of Prison. I don't think they got that. They could still find a prison for him to serve his time in. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. This global warming's tough. Millions braving bitter temperatures. That's the Chiron right now on Fox. 844-500-4242. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, is Kevin Frisbee. He's the financial advisor of the Howie Carr Show, and you can visit him at frisbeeassociates.com. And also, what's the toll-free number, Kevin, for if people want to call?
Hey there, Howie. It's 1-800-989-9100.
1-800-989-9100. You know, this is the end of the year, and there's certain things that people should be doing depending on their age and their financial status. For instance, Kevin, the mailroom manager has just switched her driver's license to Florida from Massachusetts, so that enables her to pay the homestead exemptions, and we're going to get a cut in our property taxes in Florida. And there are all kinds of little things like that, aren't there, dependent on the state and dependent on your age, that you ought to be looking at right now before the end of the year, correct?
That's true. So that good point, being the end of the year, it's a good time to look at tax strategies and planning and doing things like, well, not everybody can get their Florida driver's license already. Obviously going to be a Florida resident.
I'm just saying, that's just an example, right, of what you can do.
But now is a good time. If you're doing required minimum distributions, they have to be done by the 31st of the month. You can do IRA contributions and maybe lower your tax burden. You can do Roth planning if it fits your situation. But I want to make a point here. With all this political news the last couple of days, guess what Congress did in the last minute? They passed the SECURE Act. Remember, we talked about that a few months ago. The SECURE Act basically is a tax increase on retirement accounts left to beneficiaries.
Really? So the Democrats, to kind of take the stench off the impeachment last night, they had a press conference talking about the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. But I'll bet they didn't mention the SECURE Act, the tax increase, did they?
The SECURE Act got passed as the spending bill, part of the spending bill that they $1.7 trillion or such to fund the government.
Yeah.
They slipped the SECURE Act in there, passed it, it's now a foregone conclusion that Trump's going to sign it. It's a $6 trillion additional tax on retirement funds. So I will tell people right now, if they have retirement accounts, if they plan on leaving those behind to their beneficiaries or kids or grandkids, you better start sitting with an advisor and figuring out how to plan and move that money from a pre-tax state to an after-tax state.
So how much time do people have? Do they have to do it by the end of the year, or do they have a little more time?
They don't have to do it by the end of the year. They have to do it before they die.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
And maybe they have to do it by the end of the year. I don't know how much time they have left. But
okay, so again, this is a good time to try to get try to develop some new strategies or tactics to minimize your taxes. And again, the contributions to the retirement accounts too are important as well, because it can cut down your tax liability, right? And again, you can't do it a week, a few days from now, you're not going to be able to do that at all.
Well, actually, you are limited to put in the 401k accounts up until December 31st, but you can do IRA contributions and Roth contributions all the way up until April 15th for this tax year. So a lot of people don't know that, but it's a matter of having a plan. And I will tell people that are listening, with the Secure Act passage, now to look at doing a Roth conversion or a strategy for Roth conversions. That's what we're offering on this week's show, by the way, Howie. Anybody that's listening, if you want to sit down and figure out how we can help you minimize taxes to what you're going to leave behind to your beneficiaries, now's the time to get that in place.
Right. It's more necessary than ever now that the Secure Act has been passed. How do they get that that advice, no obligation advice, Kevin?
No obligation. They can call us up at 1-800-989-9100. And we'll return your call. We'll set up a time sometime between maybe now and maybe sometime in January. But I would advise giving a call and sitting down with one of the advisors here at Frisbin Associates.
Okay. Give us the number one more time.
Number is 1-800-989-9100. And it's frisbeebenefits.com.
Frisbeebenefits.com. And that's spelled FRISBIE benefits.com. Frisbeebenefits.com. And the market is hitting another all-time high today, correct? That's so much for impeachment.
Oh, yeah. The market reads through that stuff, Howie. That's all noise, as you know.
Right, right. I know. Yeah, the market has a way of protecting itself, and they know this is not a problem, ultimately. Kevin Frisbee, 1-800-989-9100. I'm Howie Carr.